What Saba felt in the Force was not exactly a go command. It was a blast of fiery anguish so intense that it lifted her scales and made her fear for Master Skywalker. Still, the message was clear. The hunt was over, and the kill was at hand, even if the prey had drawn first blood. Saba leaned forward and peered around the corner, looking up a dark, dead-end corridor toward the computer core. To her Barabel eyes, which could see well into the infrared spectrum, the passage was a long, rectangular tube of cool blue walls ending in the orange glow of the computer core airlock. A couple dozen green lumps lay scattered along the floor, Sith bodies that had been dead long enough to start cooling. Satisfied that nothing had changed since their initial assault here, Saba pulled her head back and turned to look at the survivors of her own pack. Tahiri had obviously sensed the change in Saba's disposition and alerted the four void jumpers. They had all pulled their thermal imaging goggles over their eyes, and they were looking in Saba's direction. 5 survivors out of an original pack of 15. The battle to blind Abeloth and cut her power feeds had been as bloody as it was long. The void jumpers had lost all of their infiltrators, both snipers and tech sergeants, and one of the demolition men. But Olazon was still leading the void jumpers and in good health, as were both of the power armor stompers. The surviving demolition man had lost one leg below the knee, but he had still been able to rig enough chain explosives and instruct others in strategic placement on adjacent levels to prevent Sith reinforcements from reaching the final staging area. It was still a good pack. Saba dipped her chin in a curt nod. Her companions, save for Bronn, the injured demolition man, rose to their feet and brought their weapons to the ready. Olazon spoke into his throat mic, and Stomper 1 stepped into the middle of the formation. In his suit mandibles, he held an oblong orb that was about a meter in length. On top was a covered activation pad with a digital counter that read 005000. Saba bared her fangs in approval.
"It is time to deliver our egg to its nest," she said. "May the Force be with you."
"Thanks."
Olazon disengaged the firing safety on his shattergun.
"You too."
He started to step forward to lead the way around the corner, but stopped when Tahiri used the Force to pull him back and wagged a finger in his direction.
"Where are your manners, Sergeant Major?"
She ignited her lightsaber and stepped to Saba's side.
"Ladies first."
Saba sissed at the joke and ignited her own blade, then charged around the corner into a corridor filled with the red eyes of Sith Shadow Ghouls.